Hey, everybody.
Good evening.
We're just watching the chat as everyone's saying, like, why are you playing this? Play the Genesis version instead.
I'm honestly really surprised because I mean, I know that's a classic debate, Genesis Aladdin versus Super Nintendo Aladdin. And I always thought it was very split down the middle. So I'm surprised seeing in our audience in particular, not a lot of love for the Super Nintendo version. I'm a Super Nintendo version guy myself.
Yeah, I'm a Genesis version guy.
See, I've
But you know,
played
like
a
I but you could say that like I'm uneducated
the
because the reason I'm playing this is because I haven't beaten this one.
yeah.
And
Yeah,
maybe I can finish it tonight. Hopefully I should be able to.
I mean it's an easy game, but it's a lot of fun, I think. I think it's just a very solid platformer. The Genesis one, I think, is I haven't played a ton of it, but I really was not getting into it in the bit I played. But it's definitely striking for how true it is to the style of the movie. Like, I mean, it really looks like the movie, come to life in a way that you can control. But it was definitely of that era of Genesis game, kind of along the lines of like Earthworm Jim or something, which was also a Super Nintendo game, but I think people think of that as a Genesis game, I feel like a lot of those
The Shining Entertainment, where they
The
already had.
Shiny Entertainment games and a lot of the Virgin Interactive games, just sort of my take on those, and I am by no means an expert, but just from what I've played, like they definitely seem to prioritize like flair and animation over like, smooth control. And so that's always been a little bit of a turnoff for me, but that's just my perspective. But I feel like I don't know. I'm really surprised to see the outpouring of love for the Genesis one because, to be honest, in the circles that I normally travel in, the SNES one gets much more love. So maybe it's just that we've had a lot of Sega-focused episodes here, so we've got a Sega crowd tonight.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Now I was just thinking about how many Sega Focus episodes we've done lately.
It's been like three in a row.
Yeah.
But what can I say? I think at the end of the day, the Aladdin Genesis argument is kind of moot because they're both very different games from different developers, and they really are not meant to be compared. But I can understand where the debate comes from.
Right. And we were talking, like, I think this is Shinji Mikami's first directorial role, but I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, I was surprised. I did not know that he directed this. So we'll have to see the credits. So I mean, why don't you just get into it?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get into it. By the way, I'm feeling much better
Oh,
this
good,
week.
good. How long did it take you to recover?
It took me several days, actually. I don't know what happened. I just started feeling really sick on Saturday night, and by I want to say like 4 a.m. I was throwing up, and I was not in good condition. I was so good. So almost feel like okay. So
Yeah, last week,
you had a hard time, I think, right?
yeah, we started off. I thought, oh, I'll play Mega Man Network Transmission.
Yeah.
And I thought that'd be relatively easy action-y game to get into, but it really wasn't, and I'm not too sure about continuing that game. It seemed unfair.
So
But yeah, I mean, I
I don't
love
know.
this game because I mean, it's got that, great Capcom Disney game feel to it, in my opinion. Like, I think the graphics are great. Like, they've got much more of a gamey style to it than like the Genesis one. But in a lot of ways I feel like that works in its favor, but that's just me. That's just me.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, I've only really played the first level of this. So that, beyond this, I don't really know too much about it.
You know what I'm actually pretty interested in
is... This is definitely a hold down Y the entire time you play.
I'm actually kind of interested in the Game Gear version, yeah. Which I'm not sure if that's based on a Master System version, but I tested that out when I was doing the NT Mini episode, and the first level was like... was like a not an endless runner, but it was, you know, kind of that vein where it was just running for a really long time, and it actually looked really good. Was actually kind of fun. I'm really curious about that version now.
Oh, it's like his finger right here. It's like a little be misconstrued in there.
What about finishing Mega Man Network Transmission? I did not finish Mega Man Network Transmission. It's I wasn't feeling it, and that bit on the stream, like the fact that, you know, there's a lot of randomness, like in terms of like what kinds of abilities you might get access to. Like, that just doesn't... Like, I didn't mind that sort of structure in the Mega Man Battle Network game, like the more RPG-style game. But in a platformer, like, I just feel... I don't know. But, then we played Super Monkey Ball 2, which is pretty fun. Up to a point, like I feel like Super Monkey Ball 2, I always felt, gets, like, really convoluted compared to the first game.
Yeah, I mean, well, the story mode is kind of humorous, but it really is not nearly as focused as the first one is. The first one is just like, it's just good fun.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, you can boot that up anytime and just play around, you know?
Yeah, not that I, like, I got a good kick out of the story in that game. It was funny at the time, you know? And you know, it has a very good soundtrack. Man. Get him. Very good soundtrack, and the first one does too, obviously. But he's coming after me. I wonder if I can jump on the barrels.
I don't remember.
It was chicken. So really quick, I mean, I guess the last time I was on stream was with my brother, who is caught in the hurricane.
Yeah,
he's safe, but hopefully he didn't lose his house.
You were saying that it was looking
looking good, but you know, like I don't want to jump to conclusions. Get too overconfident about it. He has to really go and survey the damage tomorrow.
So it's going to be passed, and you can go back to his house tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully. I think that's what he's hoping for. But I think, like, my mom also lives down there, but my mom has been staying with me. I don't think I've gone into, like, too much detail about that on stream about my mom. So my mom came and was supposed to come for about a week in July. And, like, right before she got here, she felt like something was kind of weird. She had, like, kind of an episode where she, like, had a hard time holding something. And it turned out that she, like, had a minor stroke. So she had to get, like, two surgeries since she's been here, like, getting the arteries in her neck, like, little pieces
of it removed. Right, like, she didn't realize it until after she was already here.
Right.
That, like, something had happened.
Right. And so she's been here for, gosh, for a while now.
Like, 2 months?
It's going to end up being 2 months, you know. She has to meet with the doctor one last time. But, I mean, it's very possible that her house... is like wrecked now also, because her house in Florida is located in a flood zone. So it's possible that could be a much worse situation than where my brother's at. Can I not get that? How do I get there? I wonder.
Is she overall glad that she was already here, or would she have liked more time to have prepared at home?
Well, I think that she would have liked more time to prepare. I just think that she's, like, ready to... like, just ready to get home.
Mm. But she's recovered pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, she's going to have her, like, last checkup with the doctor on Tuesday. And then, you know, like, if everything is good, you know, like... if she can fly into the airport and everything, then she's going to go. She's going to head back. Are we trying out the ultra low latency tonight? Now we're.
I was not aware that was a thing.
I'm playing the Super Nintendo version. This game got a
no,
port.
No. He's saying ultra low latency. Oh, is somebody asking something else?
Oh, I don't know. I thought...
I think were they talking about, like, a low latency on YouTube thing?
Oh, maybe.
I forget what it's called. There's some streaming service that has, like, a low latency mode, but you have to... I actually have to have, like, a custom version of OBS to use it.
How do I get them... I mean, I knew I can't. I have enough apples, but I can't.
Yeah, I can't say I remember. It's been so long. Oh, I think you just gotta get him to swing and then get out of the way and then jump on his head, probably.
Oh. Ah! I didn't realize I forgot that I'm not sending you video of anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. You have to go through the whole level again. I don't know how I died on the first boss. But, you know, whatever.
But you know, I always like to say you sometimes have to have that like early game over to like kind of wake you up.
Yeah. So I spent a good portion of this week getting my my backloggery account back into back in the fighting shape, I guess.
You had sort of let a lot of games, you bought a lot of games without adding them properly.
Yeah, for a long time. I didn't even realize. But, you know, it feels really good. Everything is... I can really get back to focusing on it. I think that was one of the reasons why I feel, like, good about playing this. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I can get back to, like, finishing the games.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, you know, I had to spend a lot of time the past week or so just getting my setup back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't even had the CRTs hooked up for like a month and a half or longer because I was working on wiring the Extron, and then I realized that I needed like a bunch more cables that I didn't have, and so I got those cables, and then I was like, oh, but I really don't want to set up the extra. Because it's like, it's in this place that's just like extraordinarily inaccessible.
Yeah.
And then there was the thing, I think we may have talked about it last time you were on the stream, about the TTL sync that the Extron puts out, which... and you should put a resistor on that line, on the sync line, to safely output it to a consumer device or something like the OSSC, which I do want to output that to the OSSC. It's okay to do it to a PVM. But anyway, so...
I think that we could get a little... we could make a little video about TTL sync and 75-ohm sync.
Probably. Yeah.
We could stand to do that.
Yeah, so anyway, so now I just need to get that cable fixed, and like, I put the PVMs back in place because I think I can reach around to just put in that one cable because I know exactly where it needs to go on the Xtron. But I'm actually, like, really proud of, like, how well I, like, got everything cable tied up and optimized how everything is running. There's a few places, like, behind the PVMs is where I did most of my cable streamlining, but elsewhere I can still stand to do a little cable tying. Another thing, big thing that I got done related to all that was getting my HDMI stuff settled and situated. Mm-hmm. And I used the PS4 Pro to test and ensure that the long cable run that I want to do for the Xbox One X is going to work. So that's like a 30-foot cable run to the switcher. So I've got this 4K switcher, I've got a 4K splitter, I've got like all this stuff running. The only thing that's really missing at this point is I need a capture card that will play nice with the OSSC as well as 4K, which I'm hoping maybe I can do in the next month or so. I want to do a whole new computer build.
Yeah, we both kind of need to do one. But you're much closer than me. I mean, I guess you have an i5, I have an i7, so that...
Yeah, like, the thing is, my computer was bought at a time when I wasn't doing much editing at home.
Right.
Everything was pretty much, you know, I was just editing at work. Like, I had Premiere and stuff at home, but I wasn't really using it a lot. Not for anything serious. And then, you know, when we started the channel, obviously that changed. You know, I'm noticing the flickering at the top of the screen, which that might be a...
It might be a one-chip issue,
yeah.
Ugh. I didn't realize that was what I was going to do. Does this have unlimited continues, this game?
I have long thought that it did, but I am not positive.
It doesn't seem like a game that would not have unlimited continues.
Yeah, I suspect it's got to.
Well, here's hoping. I'd hate to get to, like, the very end and then not finish it. I still gotta finish Legend of the Mystical Ninja.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so I'm really happy I have all that HDMI stuff situated. Like I'm really excited about the 4K TV episode. Like, I think that's going to be, like, hopefully it might not even be that hard. I don't know. Like, it might could that be like a 20-minute RGB episode? Who knows? I haven't even started writing the script for that, so it's hard.
Oh, the 4K.
Hard to guess.
Yeah.
But I've kind of got my ideas together.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to just. To see your TV, like, really in action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you need to get out here sometime.
I know. I was just thinking about how it's been almost a year since you first came here to do the Supergun episode that is, like, still not together.
Yeah, wow, that was October last year, wow. That's so crazy to think about.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe I'll come visit sometime soon, depending on what my situation's like, I guess. I'm gonna go visit Voltar here pretty soon, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna go during the weekend, and then we realized, like, hey, you know, like, I could totally go during the. Well, do I have to? How do I? Nah, I gotta pull that thing. I'm sure, right? That probably opens it up. And he's like, oh, you can totally come during the week too. So that makes...
Oh.
Opens up some options. Gosh, like, the music in this game is such, like, exactly what Capcom was in the 16-bit. I mean, is this, like, is this, what's-her-face, Shimomura?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see if I can look it up.
Because she did.
She worked at Capcom for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, she did Street Fighter 2 and like Breath of Fire. How am I even supposed to know where to?
It's actually several composers listed. Yuki Iwai, Yuko Takahara, Setsuo Yamamoto.
Huh. It just has that very typical Capcom sound.
I mean, that was... I think we were talking about that... I think we were talking about that not long ago, how... You know, there's a lot of debate about the Super Nintendo sound versus the Genesis sound. And I've definitely really come to appreciate the Genesis sound. It's got a lot of character to it. But the cool thing, I think feel like a lot of people say, oh, the Super Nintendo sound has no character to it, like the Genesis sound does. I guess you have to hold that longer. But the cool thing is that each developer kind of made their own sound. Like, you know, Capcom's got a sound, and Konami's got a sound, and Square has a sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear a lot of the same instruments. And I don't know. I think that's kind of neat.
I saw somebody asking if this is my first time playing it. It is. Like, beyond
past,
the...
like, the first level.
Yeah, the intro scene. So, yeah. I'm not embarrassing myself on purpose. If I can fight my way through it, though, that'll be good.
So, I'm definitely a bit further behind on the PS2 episode than I had hoped to be. Like I said, I was working on getting my setup back in order, in large part so I could even do this episode at all, because things are so kind of just... out of sorts, or were out of sorts, and now things are in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
But I had to get that ready, and now I need a few cables. I'm borrowing a whole bunch of cables, and I'm getting two new cables, and you know, so I'm hopefully going to receive a lot of that this week. I'm hoping. So yeah, but I kind of got back into the script, today and sort of made a lot of tweaks. I didn't cover a lot of new ground that I hadn't already written, but I fixed up a lot of parts of the script that I thought were a little rough. I wasn't too happy with how certain parts were flowing. But let me go over for you all kind of a overview of sort of the layout and what's going to be covered, and you know, maybe if anyone wants to suggest something that you're worried might be overlooked once I go over this. But basically, we got the intro, and then kind of, you know, the usual introduction to the system, and you know, some of the basic information, you know, the resolutions and whatnot. And then we've got a section that's more in depth about the you know, the hardware and what it's good at doing, and then we get into have a really good talk about 480i, because I feel like that's like the key thing, is kind of accepting the reality of 480i and what that looks like, and most importantly, comparing what 480i looks like on a CRT versus HDTV or through various upscalers, because this is a very different look.
Right.
Very different look. More so with 480i than, say, 240p, in my opinion. Really good talk about... you know, understanding 480i, understanding what...
No, there's not unlimited continues.
Uh-oh. Well, I think the next area is a bonus level where you might be able to earn some continues.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, better be careful. So, yeah, Loss of Valphoria. And then I haven't really written this part yet because I am waiting on some cables. I mean, I've got like the cables I need, but I also want to compare like what are some, you know, cheapo component cables like. But yeah, so there's going to be a section about video cables. We'll talk about, you know, the other higher resolutions and sync on green for RGB. And forcing 480p using like free McBoot. Sort of differences between like how
free,
the
OS... free McBoot.
That's what it's called, free McBoot. we'll sort of address like the differences and you know, how like the FrameMeister deinterlaces versus how the OSSC deinterlaces. We'll talk about the HDMI adapters, and there's actually two types of HDMI adapters that you probably won't know the difference when you're trying to buy them, but they are different and have different capabilities. We'll also address some of the variations of the PS2 hardware, which as far as I currently believe doesn't really have anything to do with video quality, but there might be some interesting things to touch on. And then we'll get into backwards compatibility on PS3, both hardware and software. Again, the HD ports, we'll get on to the emulation on PS4. We'll do a little bit about PC emulation, but not really focus on it too crazy because we can't satisfy people when we talk about PC emulation anyway, so why even try? And that's about where I'm at. So anything anyone thinks we're overlooking in that sort of outline there? Frank Strasser thinks I've got it pretty well covered. What about VGA mods? That is not something I know anything about. I might have to ask our old friend Voltar some info on that. Is that a thing that you're saying you are aware of? Or, I mean, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I can't...
Oh, you can hold the R button to hover in the air. I forgot. I've seen that in the demo. Is that where he brings out the sheet or something like that? Interesting.
I don't remember that at all. It's been quite a long time since I really played this game.
Oh, I see. That's what the... I always thought it was like a map. Oh, I can actually continue.
You know, I think that the genie thing on the wheel is either... It's either bonus level or extra... Oh, the star gave you an extra credit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're good then. Probably. Hopefully.
You got to get the scarab to get the bonus round.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's like one hit death here. Okay. That's not what I like to see, but whatever it is, what it is.
Oh, yeah. Official VGA cable. It came with Linux kit. That sounds familiar. I will... make a note of that.
Oh man, so it's like also like the, jeez. Okay. So I've been saying this is the worst stage in the game. I just gotta be patient.
Oh, I'll also make a mention of the PSX console, just so no one says, you forgot about the PSX console. But, I mean, I have absolutely no intention of getting one in my hands, unless someone in the chat room right now, which, holy cow, there's 211 people right now. For all the complaining people had about Aladdin on SNES instead of Genesis, you know, look at the crowd it's bringing. I mean, if anyone wants to let us borrow a PSX, I mean, it will not be a major part of the episode, but I, you know, am happy. Wait,
it would be awesome to show it.
Pay for shipping? Yeah, it would be so cool.
Oh, there's passwords in this, too. So you can even just, like, load the password, the level password if you want.
No worries. I have an N64 RF adapter.
You bought one brand new.
But I mean, I would show the PSX console in the episode, just to show it if we, you know, did have our hands on it. But yeah, I mean, first of all, I expect the quality to be identical. And second of all, I've heard they're actually not very reliable consoles.
They'd just be awesome to show.
Oh, yeah, it'd be so cool to show.
I mean, I've never really even seen a video of it in action before.
Mm-mm.
Man. I still get that, you know, like when you're on the edge of something. Oh, well, I thought maybe he's signaling that I could run on the clouds there.
For the record, for anyone who's confused, we are talking about a system that is actually called PSX. It is a PS2 that has like a video recording function and stuff like that. It was only released in Japan. I am not 100% sure on how this started. I think it came with like some pre-release naming or something that some publication called it or something. But do you remember how a lot of people called the PS1, you know, back in its day, they called it the PSX.
Right.
And I did that too, but I later heard that that was never an official name for the system. Not after it was released. I am not really sure where that PSX abbreviation came from.
Yeah, this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
The game?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember being hard, but...
Yeah, well... I'm going to beat it tonight.
Yeah, you have to.
There's just a lot of intense platforming in it.
So the PS2 VGA cable was nothing more than an RGB cable wired for sync on green. So if your computer monitor doesn't support that, it won't work. Do CRT computer monitors typically support sync on green or not?
Why is he putting down clouds every time for me now?
Maybe because you died a bunch?
Maybe.
It's a super guide before Nintendo made it.
Okay. There we go. I wonder how many levels are in this. 8?
I don't know. Someone mentioned PS1 compatibility, and we do need to talk about that. If nothing else, the biggest thing that I regret neglecting to talk about in the PS1 episode is the fact that to address the untrue belief that PS1 games will not work over component on PS2. And that is untrue because it's a TV issue, not accepting 240p over component.
Right. Oh, man. At least if I have to start over, that's okay. I'll know what I'll be doing.
Yeah, you'll be cruising through.
Which is sometimes what you need.
It looks like your chances of getting a continue at the end of levels is pretty good, though.
Yeah. Or... That'll happen. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to tell if he's going to actually grab on or not. I mean, I've had him, like, kind of warp a little bit to grab onto a ledge, and sometimes he doesn't. So that's why. You think you overshoot it, and you actually don't. See what I mean? If you like watch sometimes. Mm. I think the whole trick is just to kind of keep this momentum going.
Yeah, I definitely think that's part of it.
Okay, and now I just need to survive because I got the scarab, so I can. Come on. Yeah, so I mean, it's important, I think, just to keep on, holding forward or something. Come on, man. You start from the beginning. Jeez. It's kicking my butt. I wasn't expecting it.
I probably just talked up too much how easy I thought it was.
Yeah. I'm going to be okay, though. So in the meantime, since you're working on that, I think I'm going to try to put together a little something in the meantime, which I think is, it very well might be a video on Super Nintendo RGB amps, which is something that I've been kind of like, it might be like a very short, like RGB 300 episode where I kind of talk the difference between like the new, the 7374 RGB amp for the Mini and the, what is it, 7314, which is what was previously featured. But we'll see. It might not be, though.
Isn't widescreen on PS2 weird? I mean, that's kind of a game-by-game thing. I mean, it's just whether the widescreen mode was implemented properly. But it doesn't have anything to do with the hardware. It can certainly make some good widescreen modes. That is something I should address somewhere. Because there's an argument. I don't subscribe to this line of thought, but there's definitely an argument to be made for running consoles from that generation in 4x3 instead of widescreen, because you're not actually getting more horizontal resolution. You're stretching the horizontal resolution. But as long as it is a true widescreen mode that actually expands the field of view and compresses the vertical resolution rather than just letterboxes it like Resident Evil 4 style or Beyond Good and Evil style, like a true widescreen mode. I like that, even if it stretches the pixels horizontally, personally.
But you've started like recording and capturing a whole bunch for it already for the episode, right?
No, not really, because I was going to do that this weekend, but then I decided I'd rather wait for some of those cables.
Right.
Because I know for a fact that the RGB cables I'm going to be getting are more optimized for PS2. So I thought, I'll wait. And I'd also like to compare some of the component cables first. When we update old videos, we've definitely given that some thought, but I think there's higher demand for subjects that we haven't covered yet. And then two, I think a lot of times this is an RGB 300 series. If we want to add to a topic, for example, you want to do this Super Nintendo thing. You know, instead of making a new RGB 204, or was it 203? 204.
Yeah, it's 204.
You know, we would, you know, just make a 300 series with related topics. Although, I mean, I've certainly thought about, you know, would we make, an entire, 201, 202, 203, 204, again with updated information and stuff. And I've certainly thought about that, but I think it would be such a slog to get through.
Yes.
Personally. To basically make a whole new version of something you've already done. It would be It would be crushing for morale, if nothing else. I just think it would be a not fun project. Yeah. I mean, things can be challenging enough as it is sometimes, but to just do something like that would just feel like busy work. I mean, not to say that those videos couldn't stand an update, because I hate looking at some of them now, but I just, like one day, maybe if we were like, making enough money to like support us, like maybe we could like hire a third editor to redo them. That I could see, but we are nowhere near being able to afford to do that, and I just don't have any interest in re-editing those topics myself.
Right. Neither of us do.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, I think that's why I'd be much better just to...
I wouldn't mind like revising the script and, reshooting the script and even recording materials for it, but I just wouldn't want to edit it.
Sorry, I just hit my microphone. I missed that jump for some reason. Somehow.
You just ran past a piece of bread that you could have eaten.
I was more concerned in trying to get the scarab.
Oh.
I want that scarab so I can get those continues. Because I'm terrible. I had full health anyways, I think, at the time.
One thing that annoys me is there's no... YouTube is phasing out.
I guess you can only use. Yeah, let go of the button to get whatever. The sale.
YouTube is phasing out annotations, and they aren't visible on all devices, and some people even have extensions that hide them in the first place, but that's really the only way we have to add information or correct information. That's the most frustrating thing to me, is that there's no way to revise or correct information, and cards don't even have a function for
horrible performance. Like I don't even understand how I was messing up as much as I was.
YouTube cards does not have an equivalent function for like having information pop up on screen to say, hey, this information has changed, or we realize there was a slight error with this information or something,
Yeah, I think we would be like way more into like doing new versions of old videos if we could replace them.
Yeah.
I don't understand like why.
I don't either. Like, if you could replace a video.
No, I'm talking about the game. Like, why am I doing so bad?
I don't.
It's okay. I'll do much better when I start over. I was thinking, like, oh, I'll definitely beat this, and then I'll have to pick something else to play.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I beat this on my first try.
Yeah.
That was probably like.
I'm okay with playing more because I'm gonna need to if I'm gonna hope to have.
I want to say, gosh, it was probably like half my life ago that I played this.
It's gonna be game over. There it is. I really just like did not have an easy time with that. Let's do that again. That's the key to it, people. I mean, I could use the password, or should I just start from the beginning?
Oh, is there a password?
There is. Do you want to see if I can use it?
Well, why not use the password?
Yeah.
Was the game giving it to you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's not cheating.
Can you go into the stream and see what, if you can find out what my password was?
Like, how can I go back and check that?
If you're watching it live, you can just like kind of scroll back like a few.
Oh. Unless anybody, unless you somebody, after the level.
Yes.
Okay, I see it. Here we go. Hang on, maybe this is why I beat it.
Yeah.
So
hang on.
It's Abu.
Hang on. I wonder if it's gonna give me all the same information.
This is also very 16-bit era Capcom where you've got character face passwords.
Okay, Abu.
Aladdin. Genie.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
You completed.
Yeah, is that what it said?
Yeah.
You completed. I just saw, that's great.
Look how many hearts I have. Interesting.
Did you have that many hearts before?
I don't recall. I don't think so.
I wonder if it, like, gives you the hearts that you would have been expected to have found at that point. Maybe. Like, what extends them?
You pick up stuff that does it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think it's important. I need to realize that I cannot jump off of the ropes, like, in mid-swing. Come on, get him. You ever, like, talk to the game like that?
Probably.
There we go. Hey, I'm just curious to see if I'm going to have the continues. I did pretty good there.
That actually... you said, come on, get him. It reminded me of... I think I told you that I was rendering a project... last week, like I had to render like multiple versions, and while I was rendering them, I was just like, let's see what's on Netflix. And I knew this was coming, but I kind of forgot about it. I wasn't actually interested, but when I saw it was on Netflix, I'm like, okay, I need to at least like watch a little bit of this to just see how stupid it is. But there's this live action Japanese TV show called Final Fantasy 14 Dad of Light.
It's like such a funny name.
Well, it's like Warrior of Light, but Dad of Light.
Right. But he's like probably the father, right?
Yeah. So anyway, like this is a Japanese TV show. It's only like 7 episodes and a bonus episode. So it's pretty short. And, you know, but Netflix claims Netflix original because they brought it here.
Right.
And, and so I was like, okay, I'm just going to like watch the first episode, you know, to see what it's like, while I'm rendering this. And then I ended up just like watching the whole thing.
So it was good.
I mean, I don't know if it was like good, but like it definitely kind of hooked me. You know, it was like, the basic story is that, you know, this is in Japan, mm-hmm. and it's this son who he lives with his parents, but he's, you know, he's probably in his early 20s and he's got a job. I say early 20s. I don't know if that would make sense given, because actually it starts off with a flashback. Like, actually, I think all the episodes start off with like a flashback that kind of shows his and his dad's relationship when he was a kid. And the first flashback is his dad, who apparently for some reason like, would have been kind of against getting him video games was just one day, like, let's go buy a game. So he buys them. They go to the store, and he picks Final Fantasy III.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the kid's playing Final Fantasy III on his Famicom, and then, like, that night, it shows his dad is, like, awake playing Final Fantasy III.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid, like, walks in and finds him. He's like, oh, this is pretty fun, isn't it? But then, like, over the years, like, they just sort of eventually drifted apart, and they didn't really know how to talk to each other anymore.
Right.
And one day, in the present day, his dad just quits his job and doesn't tell his family why he's 60 years old, which in Japan especially, like, that would be pretty weird, just, like, up and quitting your job, and he, you know, doesn't, you know, really say anything to his family about why or anything. And so his son gets this idea that maybe I can get to know my dad better and find out why he quit his job through Final Fantasy XIV. So he'd been playing Final Fantasy XIV on his computer, and he buys his dad a PS4 and Final Fantasy XIV as a retirement present.
Uh-huh.
His dad, you know, he sort of doesn't really want to play it at first, but he, you know, he gets into it. And the son's idea is that he will befriend his dad in the game world, but not tell him his true identity, because he thinks he'll open up more to him in the game. And it's like kind of funny, because they've got like these like in-game cutscenes. They're like really janky looking, but you know, it's like, it's the style of the game though. It's like, you know, it's made for real in the game. And the son, he plays a female Makote, which is like the sort of the cat type race.
Mm-hmm.
So the characters in the game have like different voices. Like when they have a voice actor like say something that the character is saying when it's in like gameplay view, they have like a different voice. So it's like this female voice for the son, and the son's character sounds a lot younger than he really is. But it was interesting too, because like I guess the show is 24 frames per second, so like the gameplay footage all looked like pretty jerky.
Right. Well, that's, you know, if you watch our limited run episode or the documentary, that's all 24 frames, and like the gameplay looks jerky on that too because of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be stupid, and it probably was stupid, but just because I like Final Fantasy XIV, I got kind of into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sounds cool.
I mean, there were sort of some parallels with, like, what was going on, like, in his work life as compared to what was going on in the game, sort of at the same time. And, like there's this one part where his boss, like, wants him to find out why female employees keep quitting their job, like, after they've not been working there for very long. And that plays, like, the Quest Started music after that. It's pretty dumb, but it was entertaining.
But, yeah, it worked for you. I mean, that's cool, I think, you know? Like, man, I hope I have continues. It's okay. I made it through before without using a continue. What?
So you've got passwords, so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it. Oh, but the whole thing that made me remind me of that in the first place, when you were saying, you know, get him! Or whatever, you know, when you said, do you ever talk to the game like that? Like, the big, like, gameplay climax of the whole series, like, they were facing off against this big ultimate boss that I've myself not fought in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the big climax is just both of them, like, shouting at their screens, just going, get him! Get him! Get him! I mean, whatever they were saying in Japanese, but this English subtitle said, get him. It was just that over and over. Get him! Get him!
So is there a relationship, like, ultimately restored?
Well, I think the the funny thing is, like, kind of yes and kind of no, but, like, the dad, like when he, like, tries to reveal the when he, through his character, he tries to reveal that he's actually his son, like, his dad, like, completely misses the point. But he does find out more about his dad, and, you know, so, you know, I think they do end up talking more in real life in the end, but I don't think the dad ever quite caught on that the character that was his friend in the game was his son.
I see. Get him. That's cool. I mean, I think it sounds like kind of like something like I kind of want to watch.
Yeah, you should give it a try. I would be curious, like, what the perspective of someone who didn't know the game would be.
I feel like suddenly the game got a little bit easier. This game.
Maybe, well, probably because after you earned your password, it gave you more hearts.
Not a lot. Like two, I think. I just earned one by myself. Come on, give me that. Give me that. Oh, come on. There we go. I'm gonna get a continuous. We're gonna find out about the continues right now. What? No, it doesn't give you any more continues from the last level. But that's good though. Now I'm up to two.
So what is? Do you know what landing on Genie does?
No. I don't. But like, as soon as, like, the platforming, like, the enemies are not hard to fight. Oh, here we go with some platforming.
But I mean, you know, it's like, I think it's just another good Capcom Disney game, you know?
Yeah. The animation's really good in it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very clear that, like, they knew that they had to bring some good animation because of the Genesis version. Because the Genesis version came out well before this one. I mean, obviously, they were working on this while the Genesis version at the same time. But they definitely...
Well, I was looking it up on Wikipedia, and let's see, it says... Well, here it says the game was released in November 1993, the same month that another game with the same name was released by Virgin Games for Sega Genesis.
Oh, so it was not. Then. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, my perspective on this game was never, you know, comparing it to some other version, which, you know, at the time I you know, really wouldn't have had access to anyway. But to me... I always just liked this game because I like Capcom Disney games.
Right. I feel like I gotta be getting close to the end here, actually. I mean, this can't be Jafar, is it? This is not the last.
I think it is.
Is this, like, seriously, like, the last boss?
Well, he has two forms.
Oh, naturally.
I mean, I don't know how long it's been since you've seen the movie, but there's an obvious second form.
Right. This feels like DuckTales Remastered, kind of.
Oh, yeah! The new final boss that they added to that. Or the... Really, just the heavily revamped... Duckula fight, or whatever they called him.
Right, I'm gonna die anyways, though. I'm just getting overwhelmed. Hopefully I don't have to go through the whole level again. Looks like I don't have to. Good.
Not yet.
Ugh. Come on.
Man, now I really want to play DuckTales Remastered again. Like, I thought that like, last level that they added to the game, like, was so good. Like, they really kind of like closed out the game, because like the way that the original game just makes you go back to Transylvania, like it's kind of, I feel like you're getting too greedy with your hits on them. I think you should try to only hit them like when you can bounce off the scepter, instead of trying to get them bouncing off of the chicken jar.
Absolutely.
Things.
See, I didn't think that he was going to throw any more scepters, because he kind of didn't the first time there. So it's like not even that hard, honestly. I say that a lot, like with certain games. I'm like, it's not even hard. I'm just like getting frustrated. Oh, please, how can I continue at him? Don't make me do it over. Oh, I gotta do the whole level over again. Darn it.
That wasn't that long of a level, though, was it?
Yeah, it was long enough to be annoying.
Yeah, Sega made some good Disney games too, like during the Genesis, like Sega, like in house. I was really impressed. Like it was just a few months ago that I played Castle of Illusion.
Right.
Like I always knew that was an iconic game, but I didn't think it looked that good. But like I got it anyway because I like platformers and it's an iconic Genesis game. And when I played through it, I was like really impressed. Like it is just a darn good platformer. And so now like I wanted and ended up getting Quackshot and World of Illusion, which World of Illusion seems that like it's got a very different style of movement.
Oh, goodness, that's not what I. Oh. Come on, get out of there. I was hoping it was going to give me a chicken.
Well, as long as you can get to the end of the level.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Wait, the voice of Victor Sullivan was the narrator in the Castle of Illusion remake?
Yeah. Yep.
Which you can no longer buy, right?
Which you can no longer buy.
Huh.
The digital future. All right. I'm just surprised that this is like kind of like the end of the game already.
Well, I mean,
let's see if I can do this now.
Like, there's, like, not a lot of action that really happens in the movie, like, after the Cave of Wonders, you know?
Right. It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time either, but... Mellow Gaming says Castle of Illusion. Oops, it scrolled up. Castle of Illusion remake upset some of the devs so much they left to form Witchbeam, made the twin stick shooter masterpiece Assault Android Cactus. I wonder what upset them so much about that remake. I have not played it outside of the demo, but I think Corey liked it.
The remake, yeah. It certainly wasn't like amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like I gotta hit him 5 times. The apples just bounce off him. Man, I guess I gotta go the other way here. Give me that second form. I just want to see what it looks like.
It's pretty cool if memory serves.
think I'm getting a feel for it, though.
Huh, he is taking a lot of hits, isn't he?
Yeah. There he goes. Oh, maybe give me a checkpoint. It looks like it may have given me a checkpoint and a password.
What? Nice. Maybe there is a whole nother level here. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's Aladdin, Jasmine, Abu, and the king. Is that the king?
Sultan.
No, the Sultan. Oh, final battle. It says straight up. And they give me a chicken. Chicken. Let's do this. Let's beat the game. I can see, like, how you beat this now. Uh-oh. Look at that.
Pretty neat, right?
Yeah.
It's not as cool as I remembered, I guess, but...
I think I gotta jump on the things and hit him in the head, right?
Probably.
Oof.
I feel like... articulating limbs made out of balls is not as much of a Capcom thing as a Konami and Treasure thing.
Right.
But I think the snake platform is really neat.
Yeah. It's simple. But that's part of the fun of it, you know? I'm doing pretty good. I'm not going to get cocky.
Lost slowdown.
Yeah. Ah, get him. No.
Get him.
Oh, something's happening. It's going to be... Whoa. I guess you can die here, probably. Is there going to be one more part to him?
I don't remember.
I feel like there's going to be some sort of running thing.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be something else.
The snake is the last thing I remember.
Oh, there's another form. Oh! What? You thought you could outwit the most powerful being on Earth? Seriously. Not as powerful as you think, Jafar. The genie is more powerful than you'll ever have. I wonder if I beat the game. I guess we'll find out. This power will not exceed mine for long. My third wish. Make me a gigantic robot. Oh, I see some talk about Terranigma in the chat. Terranigma is an awesome, awesome, awesome game.
I'm looking forward to playing that.
Yeah. Oh, there's some scale and rotation. I wonder if there's difficulty levels in this. Or did I just complete the game?
You might have completed it. Check if there are, but...
You know, it's appropriate that you were playing this. We were playing this because before the stream, I was playing the a memory game with my daughter, and it's all Disney princesses.
Ah.
After this, I will, maybe I'll pop, play some games on my newly RGB modded Game Gear.
Oh.
And just like, just play some stuff.
You just bought like a bunch of Game Gear cartridges.
Yes. That's true. I guess like last time from when I streamed, between the last time I streamed and now, like I bought a bunch of them for like a buck. I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. I do not have the Virtua Fighter game on the Game Gear, but I have a EverDrive I could play. That was the other one. See, I wanted, like, my next episode could have been portable EverDrives. That one's coming super soon. It's just that when I got my my Game Gear modded, there it won't play Master System games correctly unless you, like, completely remove this, like, disconnect the screen. So I want to get that done before I do the episode. Because I want to be able to, like, you know, talk about the Master System games. And, you know, the reason I discovered that is because Castle of Illusion, the Game Gear version, showed up really weird on screen. And that's because it's just a Master System game on the, the planner is Salaryman.
And boo, boo, boo.
Yeah. But, the Game Gear of Castle Evolution is just the Master System game on a Game Gear cart. So it wouldn't correctly, and that's the reason I kind of discovered that.
I really want the Master System Castle Evolution.
It's good. That's why I'm kind of excited that it's like that, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
How much is the Master System? It's got to be like, it's like $90 to $100 or something at this point.
Maybe what, even the more. Game?
Yeah, isn't it? It's like really expensive now.
I didn't think it was. It was not in good condition, but I saw one at Too Many Games, and I remember looking up like how much it should cost. No, it's, well, there's an empty box for like 17.
Oh.
Here's a complete for 50. Here's a UK one for 36, which, I mean, it's the same cartridge, right? I mean, it plays in 60 hertz, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one from Australia for 26. Several from Australia, Germany, lots from Europe. But I mean, there's no reason, as far as I know, to not buy European Master System games.
There's no reason to?
There's no reason not to.
Right.
Right?
They have blue cartridge labels, that's it.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, you should get Ninja Gaiden on the Master System then.
Oh.
Do games these days, like modern games, do they say thank you for playing at the end?
Not often enough.
Yeah.
Maybe like indie games. But probably not like Ubisoft.
Beast Gaming, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, technically. not technically. I live outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
But you can see Cincinnati.
Yeah, I can walk to it very easily. Oh, is it a lockup?
Oh, those are the best.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
All you need is the prelude to start playing. Wouldn't it be funny if every game just had the prelude? It was like a universal thing.
That'd be great. Mark of a good game, that. So, I mean, what do you think? What are your feelings?
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a more gamey game than like the Genesis one. Like the Genesis one, I think has more spectacle maybe, but like this is just a good platformer.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty good. All right, let me hook up the Game Gear. I mean, it's hooked up, but you know, I need to run the controller. I have a Genesis controller port put in the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was made by a modder, Yoshi Knuckles. So if you get a Game Gear made, a RGB modded Game Gear, you should get that. Have his controller adapter circuit thing put in it as well.
Yeah, we ran into him at too many games, and he just like opens up his backpack and just whips out this Game Gear and plugs the Genesis controller in. I'm like, ooh. And then I played Genesis Streets of Rage, which was not very good. Or, excuse me, Game Gear Streets of Rage. Or at least it didn't seem very good in the little I played. Genesis Streets of Rage is very good. Yeah, I think I should get Master System Castle of Illusion sometime, for sure. Anyone going to Retro World Expo in Hartford, Connecticut? We wish we were. Our good friend Game Dave is going to be going. Wish we could go, but it's going to be just a little too far for us right now. How often do you see old Sharp CRTs with NES built in? I probably saw one at a convention once, maybe.
Okay. I don't even know what to play.
Play Aladdin.
Oh, should I?
You could. So you're using a Genesis controller?
Yes.
3-button, 6-button?
All right, I'll do that. I'll play Aladdin. Let's see how it goes. Because I think it's kind of impressive.
Yeah.
From hopefully it's not a Master System version. I guess we'll find out. You'll be able to tell right away. Nope, it looks like it's good.
Good. Oh, wow, look at all the Genesis-style dots on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sort of Genesis-style, it's a little different. Something that I love about my new TV is that I can scale Game Boy games using the TV's built-in Zoom function. Like, I don't, like, I could do it through the OSSC, for example. Like, you know, I wouldn't have to use the FrameMeister just to blow up Game Boy games. I could use my TV.
Sorry it's so small. Like, I don't want to mess around with the FrameMeister settings right now.
Are you using the PEX HD cap?
For this? No.
Because I saw it looked like, I didn't think it looked like the Avermedia no signal when you turned off the...
No, that's what it looks like now. I mean, it's like a different no signal than they used to have, I think.
Oh, do you have, like, new software or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, newer drivers, I think, for it.
Oh, I haven't updated it in forever. Is there any particular reason to?
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's always good to kind of stay on top of that. Look at, like, the, yeah. like, the 3D-ness of the buildings. If you look at the 3D, like, when they,
Oh, yeah, that's cool!
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Yes, oh, this awesome. this is Tim's board. Looks pretty good though, doesn't it? Like on the stream, like that.
Yeah. What kind of cable does it use?
He just put in a mini DIN 8. You could like generally
can
you
use like a Genesis 2.
Yeah,
cable?
But Voltaire didn't have any on hand, so I said, you know, I have a cable. That's just like a mini DIN. You might as well you can just use that.
Could you use HD Retrovision?
You know, that's something I didn't really consider, but, probably, but, this is the one that's, this is the level that's really impressive. Like the 3D-ness of the buildings right here. Look at that. It's really impressive. I'll wait for you to see it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I really want this game.
How much is it? I wonder.
Oh, probably not much. Aren't there like extremely few expensive Game Gear games?
Yeah.
But the Master System version is probably just as good or better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Holy cow!
What?
I kind of just want to buy this right now. Here's a new factory sealed Aladdin for Game Gear for $13 with free shipping.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe, if not, I'll buy it then. I mean, it's.
There's like several of these.
Interesting. How much is the Master System version? Someone was asking if we play any like rare expensive game, if someone mailed it to us to borrow. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, like, I think we would totally do like streams like that.
Whoa.
What?
Was there just like some like warehouse with a bunch of Aladdin crap found recently or something? Here is a new Master System Aladdin sealed from Chile.
Yeah. No.
It's got like the grid box, but it's like a blue to white gradient.
Really? How much is it?
It's $55.
No. I'd rather may just get the Game Gear instead.
Let's see. Here's looks like a complete Master System one from Spain for $26. Here's another $22. I don't even know if the Master System game was released here. Probably not.
No, definitely not. Would we cover Ninja 5-0 on GBA? I have instead of like mailing it, like I have a GBA EverDrive. I could just play it that way.
Here is. Here is a Aladdin Sega Master System cover art fridge magnet. And an Aladdin Sega Master System cover art chrome and leather key ring.
but But Ninja 5-0, we should just like play it on stream. I think that'd be a lot of fun. It's kind of like Ninja Gaiden meets Bionic Commando.
Mm.
It's really a really expensive game. Another game that I was like,
Wait, for what system?
For the Game Boy Advance.
Huh.
It's a pretty expensive game. Maybe one of the most expensive games on the system. That was like another game that I remember having. Having that and like Shantae like side by side. at the store I worked at back then. This is like there's a lot of cutscenes going on here. Let's skip that.
I like really want to buy one of these.
Mr. Mega Man fan just bought one.
Oh, well, I hope it's not the one I clicked.
Wait a second.
New factory sealed Disney's Aladdin game for Sega Game Gear. More than 10 available. 110 sold.
Look, this isn't a runner. This is like an actual platforming level.
Oh, yeah. I played this far into it when I was testing out the NT Mini. I was, like, fascinated by this. I think I might buy this. Here's another listing. Is it the same? And the best thing about it is I'm going to open it.
Speaking of which, like I have a. I found another sealed game, Game Gear game that I have that I should have opened the one time on stream. It's like a baseball stats game. I don't really know too much about it, but I found it at Goodwill. And it was, like, really, really cheap and sealed. And it has a Walmart sticker on it for, like, $35. Which is probably not really worth it.
Wait, what system was this again?
On the Game Gear.
Oh, okay. It's sealed.
Well, hang on. Yeah, hang on.
I am totally... It doesn't count on my backlog because I don't have a Game Gear, so... I am totally buying this sealed Aladdin for Game Gear. Would you like to add a protection plan for your factory sealed Disney's Aladdin for Sega Game Gear?
So wait till you hear how horrible this game sounds. As soon as I tell you, it's $4.
Put the camera full screen.
Okay. All right. So the game that I got factory sealed from Goodwill. For $4 was Sega Sports Trivia Championship Edition. it's Sports Trivia for the Game Gear.
Sports Trivia from like the early 90s too.
Yeah. Your answers are played out on a football field. Go for the long bomb. The more questions you answer at a time, the more yardage you gain. All of your favorite sports, football, basketball, baseball, college football, golf, hockey, tennis, boxing, auto racing, and more. Is there more sports than that? Yeah, it's sealed. And you know what? Yeah, I bought it for $4, and it has a price tag on it for $31.96 from Walmart.
Dude, there's Sonic 2 for Game Gear sealed.
I think the date on it is 09.97, which seems like really late.
It's just like rampant sealed Game Gear games, like a thing.
Yeah. Do I want to unbox this and play Sports Trivia Championship Edition right now?
Yes. Okay. Yes. As amazing as Aladdin is, yes.
All right, I'm going to open it. Here we go. I'm not going to set up the camera. I'm just going to open it. There it is. I'm going to save that. I let's save that price tag.
Does it have the new game smell inside?
Yeah, and you know what has the game?
It
has
does.
A clean shell. I don't know.
You mean the new game smell lasts that long?
I don't know. It's got a black and white manual. It has a thing for authentic Sega gear. Oh man. I'm gonna open this up really quick.
Is this game on your backloggery?
No, it is not.
But
you can get a shirt that's for Sonic the Hedgehog that says "Dude with a Tood." And it has a Sonic and Knuckles shirt that says. It says two dudes with attitudes. You can get this kind of like this denim button down with Sonic on the pocket.
That's pretty funny.
And then there's another shirt for Sonic that says blue, BLUE, em all away. Blue em all away. There's a Sonic and Knuckles moving disc watch. There's a sleeveless Sonic and Knuckles denim jacket. Stonewashed denim with Sonic and Knuckles icon embroidered on the back neck and logo on the left chest.
Well, I'm sure that all the people who were buying this sports trivia game were way into this.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to read some other stuff here. There's a second to none. Sure, they're really big on like the Sonic and Knuckles. No tails action going on in here at all. On the other side, there is a man. That's actually not bad. There's a Sega Sports jersey, and it was only $29.99.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it was Sega Sports. I mean, it's all right.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That Sega polo with like the long vertical Sega.
Yeah, it's the it's the Sega rugby shirt.
So the Sonic games on Game Gear, are they the same as the Master System games?
I don't think they all are. I think maybe the first one is.
And the first one's like really expensive. On Master System.
Right. I'm going to go pop this in. We're going to play it for the first time live. I hope that nobody is expecting anything of me. Although, you know, probably if it does come to like any sort of like sports trivia, like 90s sports is like the only place that I have anything. I'll be right back.
I wouldn't know anything. Not even baseball. I was kind of into baseball in that time period, but what little I might have known by it at that time is long gone. Wow, isn't this music? Adam Jenkins says, good job, Try. I just blew $30 for sealed Game Gear games. Maybe my wife will appreciate they're all Disney save for Sonic 2.
Right.
I mean, this is like, this. it fascinates me. I am fascinated.
I'm going to check out the options. It's kind of a... I don't even understand. All right, we're going to play.
You know, is this... it looks to me like the Game Gear is doing true fades.
Yeah.
Like, not like NES style fades, which is what I expected 8-bit systems to do.
The CPU kicks off. I don't even understand how this is supposed to work. They're just like trying to make it something it's not, maybe. Answer the questions to gain return yardage. Press start to continue. Here we go. Baseball. Oh, my least favorite sport. Who holds the New York Yankees team record for most career home runs? Isn't it Babe Ruth?
Probably.
I don't know. Who coached the UCLA men's basketball team?
What does audible mean?
Isn't that like when you change like the play, like before? I don't know. I don't really know too much. I'm gonna say Denny Crum because I like that name.
I bet my dad might know because my dad went to UCLA. I think
get him on the phone
during that time.
Let's call him up. I'm gonna run it. Here we go. 1994. What domes? Faulty ceiling tiles. Forced cancellation of. I'm gonna say the Sky Dome. Nope. Boo 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 boo.
Oh man, they've got a sealed Deep Duck Trouble starring Donald Duck for Game Gear.
Yeah.
I'd never even heard of that. I'm disappointed though because when I looked at the smaller thumbnail, I thought it was Scrooge and not Donald.
1940, what St. Louis slugger set a team record by slugging 43 home runs. Gosh, it's like, let's try Roger Hornsby. Nope. You know, I Hubie throws it away. I saw someone asking what state we're in. Tri is in North Carolina, and I'm in Kentucky.
But practically Cincinnati.
Yeah. 1994 baseball season, which of the following pitchers recorded the lowest ERA? I want to say Kenny Rogers, but, you know, I'm going to say Kenny Rogers because I'm a gambler. Nope. What can I say?
There's factory sealed spin ball, $15. I'm just so deeply fascinated by this. Ooh, here is a lot of four sealed Intellivision games for $30.
That was a trick question. It was like, none of the above was the answer to that one. Here we go. I can't even imagine, like, see, I don't add this to my backlog because I'm not going to, like, beat this.
This is null anyway. You can call that. You can add this to your backlog ring and call it null. I mean, you should have it. You should do that just for the sake of back. You know, having your backlog completely listed.
No, I mean, like I kind of like decided I wasn't gonna do that. Like I didn't list any of the games I have no interest in playing.
Oh, okay. So it's a complete list of your collection.
Physically, it is. But I mean, like, there's certain things. I mean, physically, it pretty much is. I mean, things like this are missing, and like duplicates are missing.
Oh yeah, sure.
Duplicates. I always like kept my like primary.
So is this like the only individual game that you didn't put on your backlog read that you have physically?
Well, I mean, I didn't put some of the, like the Famicom games that you gave me.
Oh, because you don't have a Famicom.
Right, but I mean, I listed Kid Dracula.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, you know, I like those just like junk Famicom cartridges that I've
right,
got,
and I and also like my Mark
III
ones. I put
those on my shelf. Like, I keep them in a whole different room altogether, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you know... Eli, if I were you, I wouldn't even put those in like the same spot on my shelf. Like they don't.
Well, they're in a different. Actually, like I mean, some of them are just like. Yeah, I mean, I could put them somewhere else. But like my Mark III games that I didn't really want. I mean, I will move them when I need the space from where they are. Well, I was doing pretty good there for a minute.
I have no idea what's going to happen when this whole shelf gets full.
I mean, I freed up a bunch of space too, but.
I mean, I freed up a bunch of space.
College football, like something that I'd.
I think it was earlier this year.
January 95, like I feel like that was like a time when like Florida State was the Florida State Gators were big, but I was wrong. Yeah, I'm better at defense than I am on offense. Maybe running is easier. Who would have ever expected coming into the stream for Aladdin tonight that we'd be playing Sports Trivia Championship Edition.
Yeah, man, when this shelf fills up, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I feel attached to this shelf.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're going to have to work something out.
I just don't know what it'll be.
I mean, you have like the whole other side of the wall, don't you? Going further down the hallway.
Not really, because there's doors all along it.
I'm as bad at sports trivia. I think I'm worse at sports trivia than I was at Aladdin. That's I'm not going to win this game.
What else do you got for Game Gear?
I got a bunch of stuff. Hang on, I'll go.
Why don't you bring out that stack of Game Gear games that you bought the other day, and we'll pick something.
All right, I'll be right back.
I can't guarantee that we would like cover Ninja 5-0 in like an episode, but we would definitely stream it, though maybe Corey would have a particular interest. I don't know.
All right. Are we going to let the chat decide what we're going to play here? All right.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
They're all in alphabetical order, but since I set down the pile like this, we're going to go in reverse. All right. First up is X-Men. Just X-Men. Super Monaco GP. You can't really see it very well. Streets of Rage 2. Now, I don't know if this is the same thing as Sonic 2, because the importer, one of our patrons, sent me this. And this is Sonic and Tails 2.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. There is a Sonic 2, just a Sonic 2 on
Yeah, which I have right here. Which is like the most common game on the system. By like a lot.
Well, that's why I was seeing sealed copies on eBay.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. We got Castle of Illusion, which we cannot play. Just as an FYI. Chuck Rock. Let's see. Columns, naturally. Super Columns. I think I should play this, honestly. Dynamite Heady.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably going to play that. Just so you know. G-Lock Air Battle. I feel like Bithead 1000 when I'm showing off these games like this. Outrun Europa. And just straight up Sonic the Hedgehog. Dynamite Heady. I'm going to do Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, do it.
All right, I'm right back.
Question, is that Ninja 5-0 game, is it the game that, is it kind of connected to Shadow of the Ninja? I feel like there is a game that is sort of, oh, it's Return of the Ninja for Game Boy Color. Because I was sort of interested in doing a video on that, Ninja Gaiden Shadow, and Shadow of the Ninja, because those are all sort of related. Because Ninja Gaiden Shadow supposedly was originally in development by the Shadow of the Ninja people, and then Tecmo bought it and rebranded it as Ninja Gaiden.
Heady has come from the country to visit his friends, Headcases, Hangman, and Bo in town. He's come from the country.
Come from the country. So is this more or less a
like a remake of the Genesis one?
Yeah.
It looks like it's like a runner, I guess.
Well, the first level starts off running.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the Genesis game.
Yeah, that's true.
I've not played that much of the Genesis one.
I have not either.
I've never really been that sure what I think of it, honestly.
That's a game I would like to own, though. I should really own it.
I feel like I should own it, too, but, like, I've never, like, gotten really into it the little bit I've tested of it. Which I want to, because it's a treasure game, but...
The second level is a boss.
Yeah, this is familiar from the little Dynamite Heady I've played.
You know, I was thinking about like getting the Game Gear version of Gunstar Heroes, and it's super, super expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Toys in the Hood.
How are we playing Game Gear games? Corey has a Game Gear modded for video output with a Genesis controller mod, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, sorry if you came in here hoping for Aladdin, but I finished it.
And this Game Gear is yours. You own this one now, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, I bought this one from Bob from Retro RGB.
Voltar did a little extra work on it.
Right. We should probably talk about, I don't know if you've been following it too closely, but we should probably talk about Bob's Kickstarter, or not, or Indiegogo.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to, I know that because it was like at a time, like you were kind of like... following a little bit more closely than I was, I think, at the time.
Well, he launched an Indiegogo. He wants to make... I feel like you might explain the specifics of what it is a little bit better, but he wants to make a non-profit? I think it's non-profit, right?
Right.
That would basically... beyond, you know, not really just be his site, his site would kind of transform into like a wiki, I believe is the intent.
Right, and the idea is to like gather as much hardware and everything as possible.
Right, it's preserving as much information about game hardware and hardware related to games and as much information about that as possible. Stuff like, CRTs and BVMs and what are the capabilities of those and, all sorts of information about that kind of stuff. And he wants to make this like a non-profit company with, you know, like a proper board of directors and that kind of stuff. But it's a lot of costs to actually set up a nonprofit company, and he explains it much better in his pitch video. I'm not really getting to the heart of the matters very well, I feel, but yeah. What is the? Can you just go to retrorgb.com? Yeah, you can just go to retrorgb.com, and on the left side, there is a, not on the left side, but like the left side of the main body, there is a link that says Video Game Hardware Preservation Wiki and More. And he's got his pitch video there.
So essentially, if you're like really into, going to be
raising money for 2 months. Yeah, so Indiegogo. So yeah, just go to retrorgb.com and click that link.
How do I do this? Oh, I gotta hit it. I see. There we go. Yeah, the screen on this Game Gear is like really, really jacked up. So it was. I'd love to get a McWill modded one, which is a really, really good screen. But it's kind of expensive.
Do you have a
another Game Gear?
A stock Game Gear?
Yes. The screen is kind of jacked up, though.
I mean, is there such a thing as a Game Gear that doesn't have a jacked up screen?
No, this one's like, it's not playable.
Well, the one you're playing on right now.
The screen's pretty bad on it. It's not even just like the screen, it's more the backlight.
Uh-huh. I mean, screens on. There's no such thing as a good Game Gear screen.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can put new capacitors in it, and it like looks pretty decent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I would love to get a McWill. It's just like I think that they're like over $300 at this point.
So, but you don't have. So you don't have a stock Game Gear that has a decent screen.
No. I mean, that's something I would like to eventually get. And maybe that's something I should consider getting very soon. But I want to get like a McWill because I think that would be awesome for
you know,
shooting off, you know, especially since I want, you know, for the portable EverDrives episode, I want to be able to show the system playing it too. I mean, the direct capture is going to be super nice for that too. But I want to have a good screen to be able to show off camera too.
Smoke Monster says McWill kit is $105 at console5.com. They just got more in stock.
Really?
So maybe you just want to go ahead and buy that screen and get it installed later.
Well, Voltar can do it for me.
Well, I know, so
it's a,
you might want to go ahead and buy that.
Why were they going for so expensive then, I wonder?
Is that pre-mods? That's probably pre-modded systems.
Yeah.
They're like $300.
I should really do that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should, like, as soon as this stream's over, you know, you should go buy that.
We go and look at console 5. Speaking of which, you should go on console 5 and order one of those because you're using like a adapter for your.
Oh, I actually just ordered it the other day, the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Size power adapter, yeah.
I thought there'd be something. People are asking like, see the actual Game Gear. Should I just go and get it and bring it over here? So just like kind of put it up on screen so people can see it.
Sure, why not? Let's see. Oh, there's McWill screens for Atari Lynx.
Is there really?
Yeah.
How much are those?
$105.
Oh God.
You can get for Lynx.
I want a Lynx so bad, and I know that we've talked about it like several times.
I was ready to buy you one when I was in Albuquerque.
Right. I mean, I because that was like the first handheld I ever had. Like, I mean, Blue Lightning is Blue Lightning and California Games and Electro Cop were like the three games they had, and oh, and Todd's Adventure and Slime World. Hang on 1 second. I'll see if I can hook up my camera really quick. Also, my good camera.
Here, I'm sending you the Game Gear. Okay, link.
You do that. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's neat that there's one for Lynx. That's awesome.
Don't expect anything awesome. I mean,
wait, what are we doing here?
In terms of the Game Gear being...
Oh, the Game Gear, the Game Gear.
But give me 1 second and I will have this.
Saw some Game Gears for $20. Doesn't turn on because of screen capacitors. Worth the price. That, I mean, that sounds worth it. I mean, I'd be tempted to get a system like that myself, just so I could get the video output mod put in. How much does a Game Gear normally sell for anyway? That's definitely something I need to be looking into. You can get a whole Game Gear already recapped on eBay for $50. Not that, I mean, I'm not especially interested in a Game Gear for the screen, but I don't want any leaking junk inside, but could always get good old Voltar to handle that while getting a RGB output mod installed anyway. I didn't expect this stream to end up with me buying a sealed Game Gear game for $13 and really wanting a Game Gear in general.
I gotta solve the problem of my voice going through this. I wish I could turn off the audio.
Oh, you can just go into OBS Studio and turn off audio going in through the capture device, right?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, probably. Let's try that. Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2. Can you talk?
Talking? Me talking? I'm talking.
Okay, that works.
Looking at Game Gear. You've got the peaking colors, but that's probably okay.
Yeah, hang on.
Or the sharpness peaking.
This is why people come to our streams, because you never know what you're gonna get. it's fairly like gonna be like no frills though. I mean, all it is you can kind of see like Voltar put a. Let me see if I can sharpen that up, so I can turn on the autofocus. Right there, you can kind of see he put the. Sorry, I can't. I don't know how to. I'm not gonna screw around with turning off the on-screen display. Let's see, maybe this will work. Let's try this real quick. If I can feel where it is. All right. Hold on.
Now, what's that other port on top?
Yeah, that'll work. The other port on top, that's like for system links.
Oh, okay. Much larger than the Game Boy Link port.
Yeah. Yeah. Voltar forgot to send me the cover. But yeah, it's just like a mini DIN on here. And the controller port is down here.
Now, does audio come out the RGB port?
Yes. And also, it comes out of here, out of the system as well. But I'm going to I want Master System games to work, I'm just going to disconnect this audio completely and disconnect the screen.
Okay.
But as it is right now, I mean it works. It can go either way. Yeah, I can just... You can see if we can see how bad the screen looks here.
Now, what kind of power adapter can you use with it?
It uses a Genesis 2 power adapter.
Okay.
Let's try Super Monaco GP. There it is. It's almost like a real episode going on here. You can kind of hear the...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That doesn't look that bad for a Game Gear screen.
Yeah.
I've seen much worse.
Yeah, just
I've
the
seen
contrast.
Much worse.
You can see my reflection in it. Hey. Yeah, the screen actually does like not look that bad. It's, like from an angle, it looks pretty good. Let me see if I can adjust the angle a little bit.
Yeah, that's one thing I've seen on a number of Game Gears is like it's like hard to look at straight on, but if you like turn it a bit, it's like better.
Yeah. That looks pretty good on camera, I think. But yeah, I mean, it's like a normal Genesis controller input.
Now
and that was
bottom,
made by Yoshi Knuckles.
So he designed the controller input thing.
Yeah, and I put these on myself. I put little feet on it.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, then I can have it sit. You know, it's just 4 feet. For little
nice. So it's really is like consoleized.
Yeah, you know, and that helps because on my metal rack over there, these will go in between the things so it doesn't pull off easily.
Oh, okay.
Because if it just like is sliding around on there, that'd be.
No, that's cool. You know, I've got plenty of space, sort of between my Genesis and Master System where that could fit.
Yeah. Oh. No, this one did not come from Yoshi Knuckles.
He designed
the controller input, and he can make it so that 1 and 2 is either assigned to A and B, or C and B. And you know, he asked me what I wanted. And normally, this just goes to show you how much you've converted me that I chose A and B instead of C and B. Which is what I normally do.
Oh, so B would be your jump in most games?
Right.
I can't believe I converted you to that after you've got all this history with Genesis.
I know.
And I'm like a relative newbie.
And it will work with a 6-button controller just fine. I mean, we could do like a whole stream of just like of my hands playing a Game Gear. Or of playing a system, you know? Like we're playing it on real hardware.
I'm playing a video streaming Genesis, but I'm just going to point my camera at it.
So yeah, this looks like it's the same as the.
I can't remember what all Game Gear games I played back in the day on a friend's system. I know I play at least one or two of the Sonic games, but I can't remember if I played anything else. I'm pretty sure I've told the story of I was in third grade and I was going to go over to a friend's house. I was going to stay the night, and I was like, you know, wondering if I should bring like my Game Boy Link cable.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you have a Game Boy? And he says, I have Game Gear. I was so confused because I'm like, okay, but do you have a Game Boy? Like, I thought he was like saying he had like the gear for a Game Boy, like accessories or something, but he didn't have an actual Game Boy. I was like, what are you talking about? I'd never heard of Game Gear.
So should we see if...
Is that a Japanese Sonic 2?
Yeah, that's a Sonic and Tails 2. Should we see if they're the same? They're the same game or not?
But it's a Japanese version?
Yes. This one was sent to me by The Importer, a good friend of ours on Patreon.
Yeah, see if it's the same game. Yeah, is there not a U.S. Sonic and Tails 2?
I didn't realize you could like see me in the webcam and also my hands playing. It's like... It's like a two camera setup. it's got Knuckles.
Oh.
He's got too much of an attitude though.
I wonder though, could this still be? I'm going. You know what? Let's go to our old friend Wikipedia, huh?
Well, I'm just gonna check them out. This is 1994.
So, but it looks different from the other game, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is Sonic and Tails. But the cartridge, I think, says Sonic and Tails 2.
Okay, so this is called. This is called. Sonic the Hedgehog Triple Trouble here.
Oh, okay. His jump feels like so... He can jump so high in these games.
It is the sequel to Sonic the Hedgehog Chaos and takes place during the events of Sonic the Hedgehog 3. How could it take place during Sonic 3 if you're playing as Sonic?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm trying to angle it so that the camera will pick it up, but I have to look at it. It's like completely sideways to me.
So this was developed by a developer called Aspect. Aspect is developed for Sega Master System, Game Gear, Pico, Genesis, Saturn, Super NES, Game Boy Advance, DS, and WonderSwan Color. See, a bunch of Game Gear games. They did Axe Battler, A Legend of Golden Axe. Batman Returns, Fatal Fury, King of Fighters, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic Chaos, Deep Duck Trouble starring Donald Duck.
Deep Duck.
Deep Duck Trouble. Sonic the Hedgehog's Game
Duck
for Sega Pico? What's Sega Pico? Oh, this sounds a little familiar. This is like an edutainment Sega system?
Yeah.
What was it called? Sonic the Hedgehog's Game World.
It
doesn't even have its own
name.
It,
but there's like a serious speck of dirt underneath the screen here.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if I can, how close I can get. Probably not too close. Yeah, to focus on that. Oh, you can kind of see it there. At least I can. I don't know how I was looking through the compression. See when this screen...
Oh yeah, I see it. That's significant.
I'm gonna get him out of the way. It's like I can't maneuver it so it's not like over anything. It's like either over the tree or Sonic himself. You're not gonna, whatever.
It appears that Aspect Company's last game was released for the 3DS in 2013, Power Rangers Megaforce.
Oh. So they were around doing stuff for a while, though.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't say that they're closed, but that's the last game that they've released.
It actually, like, doesn't look half bad, like, looking off the screen, though. I'm kind of...
Yeah, this. I mean, it's small. I mean, I've got the stream full screen on my TV, so it's like not that hard to see what's going on.
We got to do like more like random stuff like this. Like having this camera with the HDMI out is like so handy. Like something I want to do, like probably really soon, is I want to get our good friend Greg Seward on here, and Chris Alimo from Classic Gaming Quarterly, and we just want to like read magazines the whole time, the entire stream. I mean, I don't know if people
that'd be so fun.
I know, but I don't. It's impossible to say if we get a lot of people watching, but I think that it'd be just like a fun time.
Oh, maybe, I think a ton of people would watch.
Yeah, you know what? Let's see if we can do it next week.
Yeah, let's ask them. See,
because I could probably set this up. You know, like I would just put it full screen, pretty much, of the magazine with the camera. I could use like the wide angle and have no problem with it. If you haven't seen Classic Gaming Quarterly's magazine, Let's Read series, it's pretty fantastic. This is a Panasonic GH5 that I'm using to shoot with this right now.
You're using the HDMI output?
Yeah, it has a regular size HDMI output, which is really handy. I can make it so that there won't be any on-screen stuff. It has a mode that's, you know, you could, like, record, like, to, like, another system or another... you don't have to record internally in the camera if you didn't want to. You want to record at a higher bit rate and not like compress it. You just use that, use the output that way. So yeah, maybe I'll talk to those guys and see if they want to do that next week. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I'll pick some magazines. I mean, I got some cool stuff. Most notably, I mean, I don't know if I should just save it, as I recently secured a magazine that was like a precursor to, is like by the people who made, went on to go make EGM, like before it was like a precursor to EGM. It's pretty cool. Oh.
Yeah, it's not a cheap camera.
It's not. I'm still paying it off.
We get good use out of it.
Yeah, yeah. It was absolutely, you know, important for us to, like, I mean, Tri had a 4K camera, and I think it was very important for me to become, like, catch up with him in that regard.
Yeah, and now you've surpassed me, because I was commenting to you earlier that shooting this PS2 episode, I'm going to be missing being able to use 4K on a lot of shots, because I feel like it's very important, especially with the PS2 episode. I normally, when I'm shooting off a CRT, I'm usually shooting at 30 frames per second, because I'm shooting 240p stuff, and you know, I don't think it really matters if it's 60 frames shooting the B-roll on the camera. But with 480i stuff, I feel like it's very important, because you're going to be missing half of the picture information if it's not 60 frames.
Right.
So my camera, the GH4, can only do 60 frames up to 1080p. It can't do 4K 60. So I'm not going to have that ability to sort of zoom in, because we edit on 1080p timelines. But you know what? I mean, if you know, the GH4 is significantly less expensive and obviously still a very worthy camera. Well worth
consideration. And the GH5 is going to get 5K recording here pretty soon.
Wait. 5K recording?
Yeah, with like
what would you even do with that?
Well, it's like uncropped vertically.
Ah. But the width is the same?
Right.
So it's like photo aspect ratio.
Right.
Hey, that looks pretty good.
I'm just getting in here with it. Nope. This game is certainly having some trouble. Let's try Streets of Rage. I'm just getting right in on it because, you know, why not? Cartridge slot's pretty picky on this. Certain games. There it is. Trying to make it as much like an episode of the show as I can.
Or if Yuzo Koshiro did the music in this version.
Maybe. You know what's funny is I could actually like just plug the controller in and play it this way. I could do off screen shots, I guess, with it using the controller port. You know what I mean? Like I could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd make it so easy.
What time is that? Is it like 11:30? It's like 20 after.
Yeah, speaking of Yuzo Koshiro, I heard something about he released this like weird, like his company released like a NES like Endless Runner.
Oh, called, yeah, like, I heard about
Amazon's
that.
Running Diet or something like that. It's really weird. But it's got like all this parallax scrolling and stuff, and I think you can play it on real hardware. Like it looks really advanced for something that could play on real NES hardware if so.
Interesting.
I saw it playing, I think, on NT Mini. It was on Jeremy Parrish's channel. Someone linked me to it. It was like a Kirby's Dream Course stream, but he started off playing this weird thing. I think he was playing it on NT Mini.
Oh, have you been watching his streams? His cartography streams?
No, but someone linked me to it.
Oh, I see.
Just because they were saying, wow, this is impressive for an NES game.
If you've never watched one of Jeremy Parrish's streams, you absolutely should. He's doing this really, really cool thing.
The mapping thing?
Yeah, he calls it cartography. Where he's like mapping things like games the old fashioned way, yeah. Like as he plays them.
This is definitely an experience I advocate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's hopefully going to be joining us on stream eventually. We've talked to him about it and he said that he'd be into that. It's just about finding time. So, I mean, you can talk to him more about that because I think it's such a cool thing. He's like, the maps are like, they look like something that they would be in like Nintendo Power by the time he's done with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the way he's drawn them is just like so cool.
Yeah. Well, that was a little bit of excitement here at the end.
Oh, that was fun. It was fun. I'm excited about my $13 shipped sealed copy of Game Gear Aladdin.
Yeah, is it your first Game Gear game?
That will be my first Game Gear game, but it doesn't get added to my collection or backlog in any capacity until I have a system to play it on.
Right.
You know, just like I've already got some. I've got some Xbox One games already, but they don't count until I get my Xbox One X.
Well, I think that's going to do it. Now I got to clean up this mess I just made.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Remember, wait, let me see if I can show you here. We can see the price tag, $31.96 for a good old...
At Walmart, and you paid a dollar.
I paid $4.
Oh, you paid four,
which
bucks.
is a lot to pay. But I mean, it's just sitting there. A sealed Game Gear game is, you know, sports trivia.
If you had known that there were actual good sealed Game Gear games for $10 to $13 shipped on eBay, would you have bought that for $4?
No.
But now you
but
know.
Sometimes, you know, I just go to Goodwill and it's like the Goodwill scene has like been rapidly drying up here. It was very, very good to me for a while. Like I got a lot of good stuff and then it's just been dead for months. Mm-hmm. And I'm to the point now where I'm like, oh, you know, like this is like the first thing, anything that they've had in months. I got to buy it because like, what did I buy? Like after, you know, like a while, I like justified to myself, like buying like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone for the PlayStation 1.
I've heard that the Harry Potter games on, I think it's Game Boy Color, which it just kind of boggles my mind that Harry Potter's like been around long enough to have a Game Boy Color game, but that's beside the point. But I think there's like Game Boy Color RPGs that I've heard are like legitimately good.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. All right, is that gonna do it for tonight? That was a lot of fun.
We beat a game. It was fun. Good times.
We beat a game. We unboxed the game, and we got the camera out and like showed lots of close-ups of screens. Like it's
we got to be amazed by the side of the buildings and not Endless Runner Aladdin for Game Gear. We got to buy a sealed copy for $13 shipped.
It's a good deal. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Good night.
Good night.